I firmly believe that as I watch day after day of the war on the streets in Portland and Seattle and elsewhere, America will certainly never vote to be any of these places. Who wants to go to Portland? Who wants to go to Seattle? Who would go to a ball game there or a concert or even go to a restaurant in either of those cities? Who would want to open a business there or send their kids to school there? I don't think America is going to line up to vote for this. Steve Cardian is a Trump 2020 advisory board and former police officer. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Good to have you here. All right, let's talk about law and order. The chief of police in Seattle, Chief Best, sent out a letter to businesses here a couple of days ago saying basically, listen, the city council took away all non-lethal methods to stop rioting, that being tear gas and rubber bullets. You're on your own. If you own a business in Seattle or you're a resident, I'm sorry, you are on your own. Is that really what the left wants?
It's the left demonstrating their inability to rationalize common sense. By taking those tools away, those are less than lethal or less lethal munitions. That's tear gas that only causes discomfort, the pepper spray, the rubber bullets. Now, they've taken those tools away from them, so they're going to have to resort to their batons to perhaps, at the worst-case scenario, deadly physical force when it's not warranted. So they're forcing them to up the game and create havoc, if you will. It's a horrible thing for the police department.
Sure. Here, I'm going to take one line from the letter that Chief Best wrote to the city, basically, an open letter from Carmen Best. Simply put, the legislation gives officers no, and that's capitalized, no ability to safely intercede to preserve property in the midst of a large, violent crowd. So she admits there's large, violent crowds, and there's nothing they're going to do about it in Seattle or Portland or elsewhere. I don't believe America supports this idea of defunding police, allowing the world to turn into Portland and Seattle. It's never going to happen. Your thought?
No, it's beyond comprehension. We've never seen more get done with less police officers. We look at it's devoid of all common sense. It's nonsensical. And when we look at police, like New York City, they defunded $1.5 million. They did their, took away their stop and frisk, took away their street crime unit, bail reform, dismantled other groups. So what they, in essence, have done was removed all the things that were keeping the people safe. And much now we're seeing this in a slightly different form in Seattle by, you know, Jenny Durkin, the mayor there, and her city council. They're destroying that police department.
She's already facing a recall effort that's pretty substantial and well-organized. I don't even know if she survives. Steve Cardian here. He is a member of the Trump 2020 Advisory Board. So I looked it up in Michigan. There are about 17,000 uniformed police officers in Michigan, plus support staff, brings the number to about 30,000, just over. If you're in law enforcement today, and that doesn't include federal agents or people in the Department of Corrections and so forth, if you're in law enforcement today, give me one reason to vote for a Democrat, any Democrat, because the Democrats have, for the most part, either supported defunding police or said nothing at all. So they're doing it by saying nothing. They're supporting the defunding ideas. Why would a Democrat get a vote from a police officer? How would that happen?
You look at it, you can't believe that they were voted in the first place. But you look at Portland, Chicago, Minneapolis, you look at New York City, and we see that this has been a huge fail on the Democratic part. They don't have the leadership to be able to make this thing get quelled. I don't even think they want to, because we have a big election coming up in November. And they hate this president more than they care about their constituents. And their residents. And, you know, there is no reason. They are the weakest of the weak. Ted Wheeler in Portland is a complete mess. He walked out into the crowd thinking he was going to be the champion of the people. They booed him and threw things at him.
Yeah.
So it's a completely fail on the Democratic system.
He's lucky that's all that happened to Ted Wheeler when he wandered out in the crowd. He's lucky he didn't get bloodied up and dragged, you know, and beaten like so many we see. I mean, you see the nonviolent protests, quote-unquote, in Seattle and Portland playing out nightly. How could you even live in such a city? I mean, is a law enforcement individual, it must make you sick to your stomach.
You can't. And as a matter of fact, in the New York area here where I'm from, you're seeing news reports about the more than 500,000 people that have already fled the city of New York in search of homes, better homes. And our housing market in the suburbs is blown up. It's crazy. So people aren't going to stay. They are going to leave. The cities, at the end of the day, are going to be a shell of what they were, and it's going to be very hard.
But I have good news. Steve, I have good news. At least in New Jersey, Governor Murphy has moved swiftly to arrest gym owners and thrown them in jail. They're facing 18 months in jail. While jails are empty to protect people against COVID-19, while criminals are released on the streets and police departments are under attack from the left all over the place all day long, at least gym owners are being jailed. At least we've got that going for us, right?
It's really sad. This has been playing out in the tri-state region. And, you know, we have our Democratic governor, Governor Cuomo, who has failed us miserably, killed, 6,000-some-odd seniors died on his watch. And then you've got Governor Murphy with the same problem, who's letting martial arts schools open up, but not gyms. He's letting people, you know, get together in close proximity. And the gym owner apparently has had over 1,000 members come through their studio. Not one in the past 4 months has tested positive for COVID.
I'm shocked to hear that. You mean they followed good practices, they're business owners, and they don't want their customers to be sick, so they follow good protocol? Weird, right? I mean, that's the way America works. Steve Cardian, I have to leave it there for today, Trump 2020 Advisory Board, but I will give you 15 seconds for the last word.
Donald J. Trump for president. He's our savior. Joe Biden is a Trojan horse. He's going to come in with the extreme leftist agenda, and he doesn't belong in the White House. He shouldn't have been there during the 8 years he was with Obama.
Fair enough. Steve, greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
There you have it. Quick break. Liz Pika's on the way, and then so much more here on the Steve Ruiz Show in the No Panic Zone.